I'm Joe.
And I'm Ed.
And this is
Verbal Abuse.
Damn right, son. And this is a comedy pop culture podcast where you ain't gonna get no shit, dog.
That's it, dude. And for our first episode, you know, these are our opinions on some very serious subjects that are happening, you know, ongoing.
They're touchy, sensitive. Yeah.
So this is your trigger warning. What's on the agenda, Chin?
So today we're going to be talking about three different topics, but they all stem from the same place, which is the music industry. Each one of these have different forms of wrongdoings and nastiness and disgusting things that are happening behind closed doors that are being brought into light. But first, we're going to start off with Taylor Swift. Everyone knows Taylor Swift. No matter where you go, you know Taylor Swift. She doesn't own any of her music. Her old manager, Scooter Braun, basically holds all of her masters, and she owns nothing. She makes nothing. He doesn't want her performing her old music without making a profit from it.
Well, and the statistics are she owns 3 out of 9, right?
Yeah, she doesn't own Taylor Swift, Fearless, Speak Now, Red, 1989, and Reputation. The albums that she does own are Lover, Folklore, and Evermore.
Well, those, I imagine, were done independent of Scooter.
Yes.
Whatever his name
Braun.
Is. Yeah, Braun.
Okay. Who's, yeah. I've heard the name before when I was first introduced.
You said he was Justin Bieber and Ariana Grande's manager as well, right?
Yes.
You know, he's making bank. He's making bank.
Very much. Yeah. And very in November, so. November of last year, it was reported that Scooter Braun had sold all the rights to Taylor Swift's music to someone else. Huh. Not to her, but to someone else.
A mysterious third party.
Right here, it says, U.S. Entertainment Magazine first reported on Monday that Braun has sold the recordings, known as Masters, to an investment fund. It is said that the deal is thought to be worth more than $300 million. Taylor Swift responded on Twitter by saying, the second time my music has been sold without my knowledge. It is the latest development in a dispute between Swift and Braun. Swift has previously accused Braun of trying to dismantle her musical legacy. Which is very much
that,
true.
To me, that is very suspicious that it was sold to an investment company.
Yeah.
I don't get this, man.
That's sus, dude.
She does own the publishing rights. So she does still have, like, a hold on some of the stuff, but
she's
not
getting paid
on all of it.
A little bit. It's not what she should be
very
getting paid.
Little.
What she should be getting paid, because it's her music.
Basically, rations. Right. They're giving Taylor Swift
rations. They're giving her MREs when she should be eating filet every night.
For some of the greatest breakup and love songs you'll ever hear. That's the truth.
And
I agree with that.
And one of Taylor's public announcements about this, she wrote, I wanted to check in and update you guys. As for now, for the past year, I've been actively trying to regain my ownership of my master recordings. With that goal in mind, my team attempted to enter the negotiations with Scooter Braun. Scooter's team wanted me to sign an NDA stating that I would never say another word about him unless it was positive. Before we could even look at the final records of BMLG, which is always the first step in the purchase of this nature, so I would have to sign a document that would silence me forever before I could even get a chance to bid on my own work. My legal team said that it is absolutely not normal and that they have never seen an NDA like this unless it was presented to silence an accuser by paying them off.
So he's pretty much... Well, I feel like it would be blackmail.
Allegedly.
In a way.
Allegedly.
Like I said, these are opinions. You know?
Is that not odd that a manager ends up with masters to songs in the first place?
2/3 of your whole career, bro.
Well, I'm just saying, like...
I mean, that's 2/3 of her whole
Isn't that normally a record company's job to hold the masters, control the profits and that normal thing? So what's a manager doing with any... Say so. He should be booking shows and making sure she gets to the recording dates for the studio. Why does Scooter Braun own anything with Taylor Swift's name on it?
She also goes on within the statement and she says, I've recently begun to re-record older music of mine that's already been proven to both be an exciting and creatively fulfilling. I have plenty of surprises in store. I want to thank every single one of you guys for supporting me through this ongoing saga, and I can't wait for you to hear what I've been dreaming up. I love you guys, and I'm just going to keep cruising, as they say. Love, Taylor. So, with that being said, adding on to that, she recently released a pre-order for her new upcoming album, Fearless, which has already been released, but now she's being re-released under Fearless Taylor's version. The first single came out the other night, which is Love Story. It's already broken a record. The biggest debut song for a country song in history.
which is awesome. But I think the name could have been better. She could have, they could have put out their version, Fearless, and she could have put out her version and put My Fearlessness. Or I'm sorry, Taylor's version. It doesn't give Scooter Braun a kick in the nuts.
She wants it just to be hers. She doesn't care enough to change it enough that much.
Yeah.
Because her album Reputation was about revenge and was a darker path for her. So you already know she's going to have a song about Scooter on that. Oh, because for her album Lover, she released a music video called The Man. The Man is a song about Scooter Braun and how he fucked her over. And how he is a man and no one's looking at it too deep because he's a powerful man in the industry. And in the music video,
that's the way it is, you know.
And you know,
it goes into something we're talking about later as well. I mean, we don't go too much into it.
I mean,
she is treated different
all the way through time. If you even in rap, pop, rock, look at Joan Jett. It's happened to all women through all time.
Even in the song, some of the lyrics read, "What is it like to brag about raking in dollars and getting bitches and models? And it's all good if you're bad, and it's okay if you're mad. If I was out flashing my dollars, I'd be a bitch, not a baller. They paint me out to be bad, so it's okay that I'm mad."
That's little Tay Tay saying that, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Taylor Swift put that on an album, dog.
Yes. So in that song, it's just going to show.
Oh, snap.
You know, it's just going to show, like, Taylor Swift is looked as a bitch for speaking out about these things, but Scooter Braun's looking like a man.
Who called her a bitch?
Like,
I don't know.
It's how it's perceived. She's pretty much bitching about. People looking in. It's how it's perceived is she's bitching about,
well, that'd be different.
Oh, she's a woman. She's a woman. She's a bitch. She's acting bitchy.
Yeah, she's just, she's fucking, it's that time of the week, so I'm a bitch.
Yeah. Okay, I get what you're saying. Metaphorically calling her.
Yeah.
But Scooter's looked as, like,
literally.
I don't know. Man. I was just saying.
Yeah.
It just sounds like she's on the right track to me. Yeah. I feel you know, the same way. She's thought about this.
Mm-hmm. And she's coming in strong.
It sounds like she's got a plan.
Through that.
So, you know what I mean? Like, so I mean, it's.
And even showing that she just broke a record with this, I just know Scooter Braun is shaking, like, oh shit.
Yeah.
This is not going to be good. The Swifties are powerful, and they're going to help Taylor get through this.
Oh, yeah, definitely, bro.
It's good to see it happening. Change, that's all that matters.
Yeah, I like it.
Change is good.
Now, speaking of change, we're going to get a little deep, and we're going to talk about something very heavy.
Weighing on your shoulder.
So,
you know,
we're going to be talking about the recent allegations against Marilyn Manson. Now, I am ex-Marilyn Manson fan. Everyone knows, if you don't know who Marilyn Manson is, you know him by... Oh, isn't that the guy that removed some ribs to suck his own? Manson is insane. That's what he built his life off of, is shock value.
I'll never be a fan again, but, you know, I did it one time, enjoy his music. I'm not going to sit in that like I did.
I never listened to it, really.
Beautiful People is a great song.
A few years ago, his ex came out, Evan Rachel Woods. She came out about it, and she went to court to pass a law that states that no matter how long it takes for someone to come out about abuse or rape, it should be looked at as it happened just then.
Yeah, yesterday or the day of or something like.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
It happened in general, you know.
Yeah.
As long as it really happened. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, you know, people, there's got to be, you know, I feel like you should have, you know, viable proof.
Yes. It is called, she created the law.
Right.
It's called the Phoenix Act. It's a domestic violence bill which was passed into law in California in 2019. The bill increased the statute of limitations on domestic violence felonies from 3 to 5 years, and it also requires police officers to have an additional training on intimate partner violence. She fought for years for this, and I'm glad that she finally passed it, and they passed it in 2019.
Shout out to California for that.
Yeah.
I just want to say this. They had to have found some pretty good evidence.
Damning.
Proof
I would think
to pass
damning.
A bill.
Mm-hmm.
I would think
against
damning.
Them, and the fact that it hasn't been
because he's to that point, he's either he's up for trial or in going to trial, done been in trial. What
do you know?
Do you know?
Yeah. As of right now,
he's a free man.
He's a free man. So Evan Rachel Woods has been talking about this for years, and it's just now hit like the public eye.
Right.
Back when she was trying to put in the Phoenix Act. It was just speculation that it was Manson because she couldn't say his name legally.
Right.
And recently she finally got to say his name legally and be able to say him in like expose these things from him.
Okay. So put definition behind her
stories. So now so many women are coming out, men and women are all coming out about him being abusive and sexually assaulted by him and et cetera, et cetera. The claims come.
Yeah, there was one woman that
head over heels.
Yes, well,
there was one woman
lot.
From played in Game of Thrones.
You know, a lot of good things have came out from this. One, they're finally getting to tell their story. Two, Manson has actually been dropped by his label because of these allegations and stuff like that.
Well, that's good to know that his label ain't supporting him.
They actually have an FBI investigation going on right now.
Okay, so they're building the case.
Yes.
I just don't believe nobody should be scared to speak up. That's what
Just exactly.
That's the only thing I'm saying. Don't be afraid to speak up when it happens, I think.
When it happens.
That's what we need to get rid of, is the stigma of that you should fear that.
Rose McGowan has spoken out about Marilyn Manson.
Okay, I knew.
Rose McGowan, you know, she used to date Marilyn Manson. They actually had like a really iconic red carpet, you know, outfit. They actually broke up because she said that the drugs was just too much. That the drugs was too much and she couldn't.
Booger sugar, bro. Like, I'm
and
sure
then
he
called.
Oh, yeah, you best believe he's on everything that crank.
He then went on the Howard Stern show and called her a liar. And Howard Stern took his side and
said, of course,
said,
Howard Stern would.
Yeah.
Sorry.
That she seemed psycho and that blah, blah, blah. Like, she's the one that stayed in it and she's the one that stuck around.
No, she stayed. It's her fault for staying.
Let's not get this mistaken. I'm pretty sure that Howard Stern used to bring in girls to flash people through the radio.
You know, there's just so many.
The list goes on and on. Huh?
Yeah, and there's still people till this day still coming out about things.
Be long, we might have a trial of the year.
The same. That seems to be a reoccurring thing in Hollywood here lately. Come on, let's be honest.
Ever since
then, what's up, dude?
Ever since Harvey Weinstein
and Jeffrey Epstein went down,
that's
man.
Who I was thinking of.
It's been coming out more and more that these people. Mm-hmm. Are fucking,
I mean, his list is still fucking, you know, but L. Trump has been down overshadowing all that shit. You know, all that shit got put on the back burner when fucking Trump got presidency.
Well, I don't know, man. Anybody that subscribes to Hulu needs to watch Who Killed Jeffrey Epstein, because he may not be dead.
And you know, at this point, it's not surprising. It's really not surprising when someone else gets exposed for these kind of things. Because I'm like, are we surprised? Really?
Well, I feel like I feel like it's just become a thing, and we're just kind of getting broke into it in a way. Like,
well,
you know,
I'm just glad that it's
surprising, like you said.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
to me, that's. Shouldn't be like that. To me personally, it shouldn't be.
Yeah,
like that.
It should
like,
be
well,
a shock.
You
know, there should be shock factor.
It should be a shock every time
it
happens.
Exactly, but there's not anymore.
No.
And I think that
because it's become such
itself,
an epidemic.
Exactly. You know, it just blows my mind that you know it's not shocking.
This is ongoing, though.
This
we will be covering base with this as it unfolds. We will be covering base with it. I just wanted to let everybody know.
Yeah.
So with that being said, we stand with the victims, and we do not support Marilyn Manson
at
anymore.
All.
Now we're going to be moving on to something that's a little bit more lighter, but still, it's very hard, especially if you grew up with her and you grew up loving her, and you don't even to have grown up with her to love her. We're going to be talking about the Britney Spears documentary and hashtag
yeah.
Free Britney.
Well, like I told you the other day, can you repeat to the crowd what I said to you when I told you about watching this documentary?
It's well laid out.
She is a pop culture icon, whether you want to admit it or not.
Oh, yeah.
One of the biggest in the world.
Basically, she's under a conservatorship with her father and her sister.
They're claiming it, you know, I don't see it as a fucking conservatorship, first of all.
Yeah.
By no means.
Yeah. Well, the basis of a conservatorship is that it's basically for elderly people who can't make
are not
the
right
judgment
mind or can't make the right judgment to call for this. So pretty much, you know,
she's 39 years old.
Yeah, she's 11
years
older than me.
I knew she was, you know, but yeah, she was something. And to come up during the boy band era, you know what I'm saying?
Her coming up in the time that she did with tabloids blowing up at the same time. That could have been, I feel like that was her downfall.
Well, let's get back to where it all started in the beginning. The way she was sexualized at 10 years old. I want to go to there. She was 10 years old, and he asked a 10-year-old girl if she had a boyfriend. And then he said, well, she was like, well, no, they're mean. And he said, well, what about me? Well, what do you mean, what about me, you fat, sweaty fuck?
He's
She's
old 10 man.
Years old.
He was an old man.
You know what I'm saying? Let's get to that. and how it just progressed from there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Who asked a 10-year-old girl that in the first place?
But it was the very first magazine photo shoot that she had ever done. And she, it was right after the popularity of Oops, I Did It Again. So she was under 18. I believe she was 16. It was basically her in her room, on her bed, with all of her stuffed animals, all of her kitty toys and stuff like that.
She was in all white, was she not?
And I can't remember, but she had on, it was very, it was like in her bra and panties.
More or less, with a little bitty skimpy button-up collar tee on. She had a little bitty jacket on. I know what picture you're talking about.
She was 16 and they had her do this.
Her mom just kind of stayed out of it. She didn't have
that's what I'm saying.
But see, once Britney signed her, Britney signed her life over to the media, that was it. The parents had no say so. She had to do what they said.
They groomed her. They pushed her.
Break.
That's the point. Right. From look, we're talking about
paparazzi was blowing up. This is when paparazzi was, you know, was just a thing, bro. You get a picture and it's worth $1 million, bro. Possibly. One picture worth $1 million, dude.
And
I mean, could you imagine that?
Well, you know, she's going through things. She's in Italy, man. I'm going to get back to the way she was treated in the media. Where the fuck her dad at?
They don't show up until she has her first mental breakdown. In
2007, right?
It was like 2003 or 4, I think. Like, it was after the Mouseketeers, and it ended.
But that because
she had that assistant lady.
You know
what I'm saying?
I feel like, and the guy said it in there. He said it perfectly.
2007.
Okay, but he said it perfectly. There was a gentleman in there, an urban gentleman, and he said, she finally, the night she went and shaved her head and got that tattoo and started to freak out, you know, that was finally her saying, you know,
I've had enough. I don't care what y'all think.
I'm just going to do what I, you know.
What I want to do. I'm going to live my life.
I'm going to basically give y'all what y'all want, really.
Yeah.
Y'all want to take these pictures of me acting crazy? That's what I'm going
to
do.
You know, a lot of people like to make fun of her shaving her head and hitting the paparazzi with, you know, the umbrella.
Yeah.
But you can look in her face and tell that she was hurting.
Okay, now let's get. I was glad I finally got some context by what happened.
Yeah, I don't like the guy. I don't like that guy.
No,
I don't.
He's like, well, she never said leave me alone forever.
Yeah, she said just
leave me alone for the day. What the fuck, dude? Leave me alone.
What means leave me the fuck alone?
Hashtag no means fuck all.
Yeah, that's fucking stalker.
In the industry, if you're a woman, they don't give a fuck. They're just going to sexualize you and do whatever they want to you.
But if Kanye tells the paparazzi to fuck off, and this is true, man,
he's
brave. He knows he's brave. Everybody else should be a little bit more like fucking Kanye. But when Britney Spears gets an umbrella after your ass,
then they start screaming.
Oh my God, put that bitch on some Prozac.
See, that's the thing, though.
What's wrong with you, dude?
Everyone knows about the Britney Spears thing, and they're like, she's insane. They won't leave her alone.
And Kevin Federline wouldn't let her see her fucking kids. If anybody has kids, if you're watching, if you call Britney crazy for fucking wanting to punch some fucking guy with a camera in her face because her. And
after she just got denied access and he's like, to seeing her kids.
We're worried about you, Britney.
Get the fuck out of here.
And he said that.
Yeah. See, in 2007, I could see why she would be under the conservatorship. I could understand. But after that, at the point where she was performing every single night for years upon years, ain't no one that has a mental disability that cannot form enough opinion in their own brain be able to do that shit.
The day that she signed that contract, she should have got her life back.
Speaking of, since we're talking about MGM Grand and stuff, this is gonna go way off topic, but I'd like to go see the Jabberwockies. I think they'd be
Gaga, she did a residency with them in 2019. She did a show called Enigma, and it ran up until COVID depleted, and it quit because of COVID, but she was doing well. It was, they were calling her the next Britney because Britney couldn't do it anymore.
Right. Well, I didn't want to get off topic, but we was talking about that top stuff, and I was like, man, I'd like to go see them.
She was like, only thing her dad ever said to me was, my daughter's going to be so rich.
She's going to buy me a boat. I know exactly who Doc. Yeah.
Britney was a cash cow to her father. That's all he ever seen her was as a dollar sign.
Yeah.
I think that's why he made the conservative shit permanent. I think that's exactly why he done it.
So how in the world did somebody, and they had, these people had to have witnessed it.
Yeah.
Unless they were in on it and didn't want to say nothing because he offered them money. And this is the way I felt watching the documentary.
Right.
Either they, because why wouldn't they have went to court and said, no, Britney's fine. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But who's the court going to believe? That's my point.
Trust your justice. I'd hope that the judge could see bullshit.
And you know, you would think they're holding, keeping her from making an album.
Who's to say the judge ain't bought off?
With all of that.
That's because she don't need an album to him. Well, she's fine. It's nostalgic.
That's the thing. You would think like, oh, well, you would think that he would want her to work. No, the reason why he's keeping her captive is because people are going to want to come back to Britney. They're going to be like, is she free yet? Is she free yet? This is what's keeping her in the loop.
I mean, I don't feel like she would fall off the face of the earth.
No.
But I don't feel like she would be the center of attention that she is right now. Like, because right now she is the center of attention.
Yeah.
Look, man. Everybody's like, oh my God, free Britney.
They pumped out an old song of hers that was on her last album, Glory. And it was an unused track with the Backstreet Boys. And they pumped it out because I'm going to guess that the money was running a little low and right. that he needed a little money. So they pumped it out. And it was like, oh, new Britney song that's never been heard before. It went number one on iTunes. Regardless, he's going to find a way to make money off of her.
A way and still hold her.
Yeah, because he's already done it.
Because, I mean, I'm sure she's got, like you said, unused tracks.
Good news on that front. She did win a case, so she's one step closer to freedom. It has been a
fun. Yeah, she just doesn't want her dad to have access to her financial.
She wants a bank to take over.
Yeah.
Britney is a natural performer. I'm pretty sure she's itching just to perform or make a new album or just be herself.
Yeah.
Because if you check her Instagram, that's not Britney.
No.
That's not Britney.
It's odd.
Yeah, that's the image they want you to have. There's a whole podcast on this.
Yeah, no. Britney's
Graham. Yeah. Shout out. What's up?
How you doing? That's what I'm talking about.
You know.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You have, they helped a lot, man.
Yeah.
Like I said, change. Everybody needs change, man. I think Britney Spears is ready to have her life back. Her kids.
This might be the stepping stone, America needs for change. Yeah.
Hey, there's a woman vice president, women, so y'all just keep on climbing the mountain.
Hashtag free Britney, and I believe that she will make it out on top. With today's podcast, we all stand with the victims. We stand with Taylor. We stand with all the victims against Manson, and we stand with Britney.
That's it, yo.
So that's all the topics that we have today.
Tell your friends. Like and subscribe.
Hit that bell button or I'll smack.
That's it, dude. We'll catch you next week.
This is Joe.
This is Ed.
That was
Verbal Abuse.
Bye-bye. Cheers.